Welcome to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. Coming up on today's program, we'll head out on the water with two young oyster farmers and learn how their startup business is part of the slow resurgence of the oyster industry here on the shore. And later, we'll continue our look at the minimum wage debate in Maryland as we meet a single mother of two teenagers with mental health problems. We'll find out how she makes ends meet as we explore what is a living wage in 2014. But first, we begin in Millsboro, Delaware. Last week, we brought you the story of a local couple's fight to stop a big poultry operation from setting up shop next door to their neighborhood. They claim the old Vlasic pickle plant should not become the home of a proposed Allen Harim poultry processing plant, which they say will pollute their local waterways. This week, I wanted to take a step back and look at the town of Millsboro and the impact the Vlasic pickle plant had on the environment before the conversation about the poultry plant was even brought to the table. In a few minutes, we'll hear from State Representative John Atkins, a Democrat who represents Legislative District 41. He says the area desperately needs the 700 jobs that Allen Harim says it will bring to the area. But we begin at a small dining room table in Millsboro. There are donuts and coffee, countless bottles of water, maps, notebooks, and a spirited discussion about the issue that seemingly divided this town. It's the weekly meeting of the Protecting Our Indian River organization, a grassroots group of residents who say their waterways are already polluted, and a poultry plant would make it even worse. Kenny Haynes has lived here since 1952. He pushes his long white beard out of the way as he points to a map of Millsboro and the surrounding area. He says there are more contaminated sites in this small town than the entire states of Nevada and North Dakota.
Over here is where we're at right now, Possum Point. This area here is a pickle plant and their spray field. This area over here, which is M&T Bank now, owns this property. This is still owned by NCR, which is a Superfund site and will probably continue till the year 2035.
They're on the national priority list, too.
Yes. About 3 miles north of us, or I should say west of us, is the 2005 chicken vaccine that contaminated Millsboro's public wells, where the National Guard had to deliver water to the people that were on the town water. So it's not like we're dealing with this anew. I mean, Right. Do we need more of this?
Well, I mean, the large majority, just to kind of paint a picture of what you've just been pointing at, is the fact that this map that we're looking at here that essentially takes up this whole dining room table, I mean, what you basically pointed at is at least 60% of this map being contaminated.
That is correct.
And I know that there's a power plant nearby and there's a concrete plant. Essentially, point to the places that aren't potentially contaminated.
This is a two-mile radius, and it's all affected.
And we have Mount Air rendering. Okay,
right across the bay.
It's within 2 miles. You have Mount Air rendering. Two super
the power plants
sites.
Over here. We got the wastewater treatment plant up here.
We got Merck right next to that.
And we have Merck right next to that.
Merck is the old Intervet chicken vaccine.
Right. Of course, you have two schools.
Right.
And then you have Thoroughgood's concrete over here.
And you have an elevated cancer risk here. Mm-hmm. We have an unsolved cancer cluster.
Yeah.
So the cumulative pollution in 2 miles right there would call for a community, some kind of health impact study.
Right. Yeah.
We have a school, an elementary school, that is 800 feet from the back of that site.
That last voice you heard belongs to Maria Payan. She's with the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project, or SRAP. She says the residents here on Possum Point Road in Millsboro have been practically ignored by state and local officials, and that further water testing needs to be done on the area that surrounds the former pickle plant. She says the fact that the property that the plant sits on has now been deemed a brownfield, coupled with the fact that there are two Superfund sites in the area, one on the national priority list and the other on the proposed list, basically demands this call for further testing. She says the residents have been pulling together their own money to run tests, and those primitive tests are coming back with worrying results on their water quality, hence all the water bottles on the table.
What the $4 health test will look for is nitrogen, coliform,
bacteria,
that's a type of bacteria,
phosphorus.
And phosphorus. This over here, nitrogen was one of the things that was obviously above the limits,
But then again, they can try to say, you know, the area is. So we, with these tests, we look for, John pulled for heavy metals. Chromium, they only did in three of the wells because these are expensive tests. This is a whole injustice of this. You know, while they're giving public money to this site over here, they're, you know, to come in and do site testing, these people here are stuck, you know, pulling together, raising money for flyers, for testing. And we have to understand, Pinnacle is not over here operational anymore. They have not been for a year. They are a $5 billion a year company. This is hedge funds. You know, this is, they own lots of things. They bought Wishbone salad dressing, as a matter of fact, just a couple months ago, while we're in this, for $580 million. They never claimed bankruptcy. I want people to understand this is a viable company. Why are we putting this up as a brownfield and letting Pinnacle walk away with the citizens cleaning up their pollution?
It should be noted here that we reached out to Pinnacle Foods this week, and we got an email back from their external communications representative. She said, quote, "Thank you for your outreach. However, we don't typically comment on pending litigation." Of course, the site is under remediation appeal. And while the folks at this table may believe that Pinnacle Foods has simply washed its hands clean of this contaminated brownfield, Delaware Representative John Atkins, a Democrat who represents the 41st District in the first state, says Pinnacle is not off the hook by any means.
Yeah, you know, they're still liable for what goes on there. I think they're just waiting now to see if the sale goes through and, you know, basically whose part is it going to be to clean up what. But they're certainly liable, and they have not been let off the hook by the state of Delaware.
Atkins lives about a mile away from the pickle plant, but he says he's in favor of Allen Harem Incorporated setting up its poultry processing plant there. He says Millsboro desperately needs the 700 jobs Allen Harem says it will bring to the area. But he says he understands the locals' concerns for their health, based on the area's long-standing link to unsolved cancer clusters and polluted areas, like the two Superfund sites and now this brownfield.
Obviously, there's a demand for poultry, you know, and I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing when Sussex County, Delaware, can not only feed the county, can not only feed the state of Delaware, the nation, but, you know, is having a part of doing their part in feeding the world. I think I see that as a positive thing.
You know, as somebody who's lived in the area your entire life, I'm sure you've read these studies that have talked about unsolved cancer clusters. And of course, you've spoken with residents who are concerned about their health and the water quality in Delaware. I mean, we've all seen these statistics that say that, you know, a large percentage of Delaware waterways are not swimmable or fishable. And, you know, we've seen those headlines. As a resident of Delaware and as an elected representative of the people of Delaware, where does sort of dispelling that concern for public health and the environment fall on your to-do list?
Well, it's very, you know, I mean, it's very troubling if those facts are true. Again, some people aren't going to agree with me, but I've lived here all my life, and I think our Indian River and I think our bay are cleaner today than they were 10 years ago. And I think over the last 10 years, Delaware has done a better job. Union River Power Plant spent hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars down there in upgrades, cleaning up. You know, a lot of the locals, including myself, seem to think that the river and the bay is turning around and it's cleaner today than it was in years past.
Dottie LeCates couldn't disagree with John Atkins more. She lives on Possum Point Road. She says the public health concerns in the area far outweigh any sort of economic impact more jobs and a new poultry processing plant could mean for the town. She points to all the unfilled positions at the already existing poultry plants in the area.
I've always been concerned about my water. Well water in this area is number one subject because of the nitrates from the poultry industry. We all accept the fact we have high nitrates, higher than average, and we have lived with that, I have, for at least 44 years. The first time we did some testing, I sent my water test off as an individual, and twice it came back unacceptable. They test basically for bacteria and coliforma, I believe it's called. It's a bacteria and nitrates. The sample letter said, if your well does not conform, which it did not, we were to call our well driller and have the well treated with chlorine. being a small community and everybody walks their dog that has a dog around the block, communication is easy. We kind of look after each other. We talk to each other on a daily basis. And if you don't, you holler across the fence. Several people in this area who do have water, do not have water treatment systems, were contacted to see if we could do a random sampling, public health, $4 bottles. We collected enough money from the community to do that. So when we did our random sampling, and this was without supervision, Mr. and Mrs. Haynes and I got together and we did 25 samples. They were done as prescribed by the health department. They were then driven within a two-hour window to Georgetown Health Department. When those results came back, they came back, and we then delivered the results of those tests to all 25 people. They were looking for the contaminants that possibly traveled from the Vlasic site as a flume in our aquifer for the water, and were less than a football field from that old site.
Those tests showed a number of troubling contaminants in the water, but perhaps the most troubling was something that had never been found in their private wells before, cobalt. Cobalt, of course, can be a naturally occurring element that does have beneficial applications. For instance, cobalt is an essential component of vitamin B12. But studies show that industrial plants may leak cobalt and other toxic materials into the environment in some cases. And once it enters the system, there isn't just a potential for harmful effects on the food and water supply, it also can't be destroyed. So while proponents say Millsboro needs the jobs and the plant should be sold to Allen Harim Incorporated sooner rather than later, residents contest that there is too much evidence that points to harmful contaminants in the waterways to move forward with the sale. And as the site sits in remediation appeal, these residents say they will continue to meet each and every week around this dining room table with their coffee, their donuts, and their bottled water, worrying about their health and wondering what the future holds. To learn more, click to our website, wamucoast.org. I'm Brian Russo, and you're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City and 88.5 in Washington. We'll be right back.